Good morning, good morning, Anchor app. This is Bless Sport. This is your host, Luis Rivera. I'm back. We're talking again about World Cup. Thank you, God, for another opportunity. Give me strength and knowledge to bring the best news that I can to this podcast, this platform, for the interest of all my supporters and audience. In the name of God, amen. The quarterfinals is done. We have four teams left. I'm going to talk about yesterday's game. I had Portugal winning, and I had England. France was the favorite. Portugal was the favorite in their games. Portugal lost. Morocco making history. First African team to be in the semifinal. This is the end for Cristiano Ronaldo in World Cup. Who knows, that was his last match with the national team of Portugal. A lot of, this is worldwide, Brazil, Portugal, their coaches got fired. They didn't put their best players. Like, this is the game to go to the semifinal. You put your best players. It was okay the other day. He said Cristiano. He put the guy that went for Cristiano. He's young. I think he's like 24. Scored 3 goals. Okay, that was good for that game. Not for this game. You're going against Morocco, and they're there for a reason. It's not, oh, it is an easy win. No. You put your best players. If something happens, you sub. You do substitutions. That's it. They lost 1-0. Eliminated Morocco's in the semifinal against France. I saw that match. England against France. England had control of the game. Almost 80% of possession on the ball. More kicks to the goal. More kicks to the target. And the two goals that France scored, it was like, I don't know. I'll check how many shots in the target. Give me 1 second. This is live. World Cup. Let's go here. English finished the game 57% of possession. France had 43. Full stats, here we go. Where is it? They're not showing what I want to see. They're just showing the fouls, the yellow cards. Now I know. I'm gonna go here. So England had 16 shots. France had only 8. England had 8 on the target. Shots on target. France had only 5. So France scored 2 goals with 5 shots in the target. England had 8 on the target. England had, look at this, I'm going to talk about the full step, 58% of possessions. They had 503 passes. France had 377. Passing accuracy, England had 87. France had 81%. Those are a lot of fouls. England had 10. France had 14. One yellow card for England. 3 for France. There was 2 penalties. Kane makes the first one. And then later on in the game, they get another penalty. And I was like, oh, this is going to get interesting. They're going to go extra timeage. And Kane misses. But he missed way off. He kicked it over the soccer goal and the goalkeeper. When he did that, that was around the 80th minute. I was like, they lost. And they had, after that penalty, they had so much opportunities that they were missing. There was good shots, but they were missing. And the goalkeeper for France, he was doing a heck of a job. But after that missed penalty, I was like, that's it. And I thought England was going to pull it off. Because I wanted England to, because it's just a lot of history. I'm building my podcast and I want to see history made back. I wanted England to win and then win the semifinal. Argentina wins the semifinal, goes to the World Cup final, and meets up again with England. Last time they faced each other was the quarterfinal in 1986. That's, look it up, 1986, Maradona was playing, and that's where the famous hand goal. Maradona scored 2 goals, one of them, he went up to do a header, and he put his arm up, and it hit his hand, and he scored. Till this day, he says that he didn't hit it with his hand, but there's videos, but they didn't change it. They didn't overturn the call. But that's history. I just wanted to see that match again. They face each other. Argentina wins. And everybody could stop criticizing who's the goal. And is Messi better than Maradona? And all that. Like, Messi, the only thing Messi needs is the World Cup. He has accomplished all the stuff, any trophy, and one of the things that I'm gonna show because I like to show stats. I have to check what MOTM means. Let me check that first before I give. Sorry, guys. MOTM. MOTM. Man of the match. Okay. Got it. So, I'm going to say all the awards. This is Lionel Messi record in FIFA World Cup. All these awards are from World Cup, all his appearance. So he's number one in most. Okay, again. He has the most outstanding Man of the match. Sorry. Man of the match. He has 9. Number 1, most man of the match in a single campaign, he has 4. Number 1, most knockout stage man of the match, 4. He's in 2nd for most World Cup assists with 7. He's number 1 with most World Cup knockout stage assists with 5. Number 1, most chances created in a World Cup, 70. Number 1, most dribbling in a World Cup, 125. Number 1, most World Cup goals as a captain, 9. Number 1, most World Cup goals by Argentina, 10. Number 1, most World Cup goal plus assist by Argentina, 17. Number 1, most matches played as a captain. Number 1, youngest and oldest player to score a goal in a match. Has 1 World Cup Golden Ball winner. Has 1 World Cup Dream Team player. World Cup silver medalist. He just needs the trophy, the World Cup. They need a win. That's the last match. All this that I'm saying, all this is in my page, my podcast page, Blessed Sports Podcast and Facebook. You could see all this on my Facebook page called Blessed Sports Podcast. Blessed Sports Podcast. So he's way ahead of Maradona, but Maradona has a World Cup. That's the only difference of Maradona and Messi. Messi just needs the World Cup, and that's it. On another note, I didn't like about the Netherlands. That's why Messi, not Mark, when they won, he went straight to the bench where the Netherlands sit down, and he went to the coach, Van der Vaart. And he did like a sign with his ears, with his hands on his ears. But this was what happened before the match. The coach of Netherlands, Van der Vaart, said, "This Messi can be stopped." Marco van Basten, "Messi isn't a leader. He doesn't have personality. Playing with Messi means 10 versus 11. Luis van Gaal, "I think Argentina are afraid of us. We will stop Messi." Nupert, "Every shot by Messi will be stopped." There's a picture. I'm going to put this on my Facebook podcast, Blessed Sports Podcast. And there's just a picture of Messi with thumbs up. He gave him thumbs up before the game. He gave thumbs up to the Netherlands bench. What happened that game? Messi made an assist. They scored. Messi went penalty kick. He scored. At the end of the match, they tied the game. Messi goes again. They kick 2nd on penalties. Messi is the first one. He scored a goal. So that game, he scored 2 goals. No doubt, Netherlands played a good match, but that's why Messi was furious. Like, they were talking smack about him. Yeah, he's not a god, but he's the best player in the world. And sometimes, that's why when I play sports, like, I'm good in some sports and I don't talk smack about it. I just leave it if I'm playing baseball, I leave it in the field. And if I'm boxing, like the gloves, talk basketball, I leave it in the court. But never say something early and then you're gonna regret it. What happened after the match? The next day, the coach of Netherlands, he quit. He said he's not coming back. He did this. He did this to another player from Argentina way back. That's why Messi did that celebration on behalf of one of the Argentina ex-players and Di Maria. Like, they pressured them. They said so many stuff about them, and they went and got traded to different teams. They left. But now we are down to the final four. Argentina versus Croatia. Fun fact about these two teams. Last time they met, it was 2018. Group stage, Croatia beat them 3-0. Another fun fact. Argentina 2014, runner-ups. Croatia 2018, World Cup runner-ups. Now we got two runner-ups face each other for the 2022. Who will win? Is it going to be penalties again? The last two matches of Croatia's were penalties. So we'll see what happens. And then we got Morocco and France. Morocco could upset, because it's like that. France is the favorite. But in soccer, it's hard. But experts and everybody, they do the, how do I say it? They predict. And by the players that they have, the average, and how they play, they say who should win. Every World Cup that somebody wins, last time Spain won, then it went back. All these teams, Germany after Germany won, they haven't won back again. I haven't seen a two-peat, so let's see what happens. Another fun fact, stats of World Cup. Most FIFA World Cup goals scored, and this is by team. We got Brazil with 232, Germany 227, Argentina 138, Italy 128, France 124, Spain 106. Most FIFA Cup winners. Brazil 5, Germany 4, Italy 4, Argentina 2, Uruguay 2, France 2, Spain 1, England 1. Most matches wins in FIFA World Cup. Brazil 73, Germany 67, Italy 45, Argentina 43, France 34. Most FIFA World Cup points holder team, Brazil 237, Germany 221, Italy 156, Argentina 144, France 118. Most participation in FIFA World Cup, Brazil 22, Germany 20, Italy 19, Argentina 18, France 16. Most free kick goals in FIFA World Cup. Brazil 13, Argentina 5, South Korea 5, Spain 5, England 4, Yugoslavia 4, and Uruguay 4. Most FIFA World Cup golden boot win by country. Brazil 5, Germany 3, Argentina 2, Italy 2, England 2, Hungary 2. Most FIFA World Cup golden ball win by country. Brazil 7, Argentina 3, Italy 3, Uruguay 2. So when you see all this, Brazil, the heritage. It's all about Brazil heritage. They're good. They've been and always will be one of the dominant countries in a World Cup. But in soccer, like baseball, and like basketball, football, we know, we could say this team should win by the way they've been playing the whole season, by the players that they have. But this is a team sport, and if your team plays good, like in these team sports, there's no time for error. And if you do errors, you lose. That's it for today. Just wanted to give a little bit of update of the quarterfinals. Now we're down four teams. Spain. I'm a little bit sleepy. I just woke up going for a drive. Croatia, Argentina. And then we have Morocco and France. Morocco making history, being the first African team to reach the semifinal. This is what I like about soccer, that there's always going to be a team that's going to surprise you. That's it for me for today. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for listening. Please share. Please share. I want more countries. I have 14 countries. I want to finish the year with 20. I had said 25. I had said 50 long time ago, but it's been going a little bit slow. It's a lot of work doing all these episodes, trying to find news and a lot of details. But please share. I want to reach 20 countries before New Year's. If you have any message, if you have any questions, please click the message button. And if you want to support my podcast, please click the support button. Anything that comes from your heart will go directly to my podcast, equipment, anything I need. I need new equipment. It will be really, really appreciated. Thank you so much. Thank you all the 14 countries listening to my podcast. I love all of you. And like I always say, God bless and stay safe.